New Bedford was supposed to be the staging area for what would have been the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm, the massive Cape Wind Project for Nantucket Sound. To make it happen, the state built a $113 million marine commerce terminal in the city. But Cape Wind is on hold and recently ended its lease on the terminal with New Bedford. That leaves the terminal without a tenant. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on what could come next.
In the opening chapters of Moby Dick, Herman Melville illustrates what was once the wealthiest city on Earth. But the end of the whaling age, and later the city's massive textile industry, brought depression to New Bedford. The city that lit the world has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. Enter offshore wind, the prospective industry that's been a cornerstone for Mayor John Mitchell.
Offshore wind is important to New Bedford because it holds the potential to rebuild our economic base and grow jobs that can support families and make the community stronger.
So far, the New Bedford Marine Commerce Terminal has cost taxpayers $113 million. It doesn't look like much yet, but the ground is fortified to support the heaviest components of a wind turbine. New Bedford was preparing for the onshore demands of offshore wind. Former Governor Deval Patrick said Cape Wind would be the first to use the terminal.
In that spirit, I'm delighted to announce that Cape Wind has signed a lease with the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to use the Marine Commerce Terminal in New Bedford for the staging, assembly, and construction of the Cape Wind project.
But the project needed so-called power purchase agreements to work. In exchange for a green light from Patrick on a pending merger, NSTAR had agreed to buy a quarter of Cape Wind's power. National Grid was in for another 50%. But in January, both companies ended their purchase agreements, sinking the project days before Patrick would leave office. They cited Cape Wind's failure to meet financing and construction goals. The next blow was to New Bedford. Cape Wind ended a $4.5 million two-year contract to lease the marine terminal. The hundreds of jobs promised were gone before they arrived. The new state energy secretary, Matthew Beaton, was a state rep when construction started on the terminal in the spring of 2013. Beaton says he wouldn't make that investment today.
Probably not, no. I don't know if, given the uncertainty of Cape Wind at that time and the overall question marks of offshore wind development, is $100-plus million investment the appropriate use of those funds? Could we have used those monies in a more well-suited manner?
Beaton's comments have extra weight now that he chairs the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, the quasi-state agency overseeing the terminal project.
The decision to make that investment was made, it is, and now it is up to us to make the most of that investment.
Even without Cape Wind, the terminal will bring new cargo capacity to the Port of New Bedford. A study commissioned by the Clean Energy Center estimates in each of its first 3 years, the terminal will take in a net $622,000 in non-wind revenue. At that rate, it would take nearly two centuries for the terminal to pay for itself. Still, officials in New Bedford insist that offshore wind is a matter of not if, but when.
There may be a small bump in the road here with Cape Wind stumbling, but this has never been an industry that is going to live or die on one company.
Matt Morrissey heads the New Bedford Wind Energy Center, a private group advocating for the industry.
This is going to be a successful industry because many of the components that are necessary to begin the industry are in place. One of them is infrastructure, and that is represented in the New Bedford Marine Commerce Terminal.
After the fall of Cape Wind, the federal government auctioned a large swath of ocean off Martha's Vineyard. MW Offshore, the sister company of a German wind developer, leased 170,000 acres. MW says it's going to take support from the state for the industry to take off, such as requiring energy suppliers to buy wind power. But the New Bedford terminal is a key step. Another possible tenant is Rhode Island-based Deepwater Wind, which is actually building the country's first offshore wind farm off Block Island. Deepwater's first project consists of five turbines, and they're researching the installation of hundreds more. The company's CEO, Jeff Grabowski, says if that takes off, New Bedford's facilities will be key.
This is a big, complicated industry. These projects are large and complex, and they will need to use multiple ports. And it is very likely that New Bedford would be needed in this larger strategy.
That could take years. But just this month, New Bedford signed a host agreement to bring a $650 million casino to its waterfront, a stone's throw from the terminal. That still needs state approval, But for a city fighting to grow its economy, a casino could be a safer bet than offshore wind, at least in the short term. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.